We're joining the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock, Jake Coughlin. His 6.599 at 207.53 from last night stood. This is his fourth of the year, 27th of his career, second consecutive. You guys are just chipping away at it. You know, conditions today a little bit hotter, but what was your mindset today? And then talk about going into race day tomorrow.
Well, it feels great, first off, to be wearing the green hat. To qualify number one is really saying something. You look at, I think the top 11 are separated by less than 200ths of a second in pro stock. So the competition right now is extremely, extremely tight. Crew chiefs are got the cars all pretty darn good, and the drivers are doing their thing to see us all packed up that tight. But again, you know, coming off that 59.9 last night, that was a really great, really great poke. I mean, you know, really the big difference was yesterday was a bit drier. The air was a little worse yesterday, but it was drier. And, you know, not having a power adder or oxygenated fuel in a pro stock car, you know, today's, you know, higher content of moisture in the air was tougher to choke down. So cars did slow down just a tick, even though the air was a little better, the moisture content was a little worse. So long story short, it feels great to remain on top. You know, we're the quickest car in the first session. My teammates were 2 and 3 right behind me in the first session today in Q3. And then Q4, Erica was low. And I think Alex was second. Vincent was right there. 1, 2, 3 again. So we did a little test in with the Jags.com car in the final run, and we weren't displeased with it. Ran a I think 62.4, and car just didn't feel too great. About maybe 60-70 feet out, and for a better part of the run, it was just kind of pulling me a little bit left, and just didn't feel real efficient. So I feel like we got a great handle on the car going into tomorrow. Probably revert some of the things we tried today in Q4 and be ready to get after it, you know, come E1 tomorrow.
Jake, how important is it to get the win to stay in the hunt for the championship?
It's extremely important. You know, a win right now would certainly be a huge, huge help for us, regardless of who's in the other lane in the final round. So it would certainly continue our momentum that we really feel like we've been building on the last couple of months. And would certainly help us a lot in the points chase. So, you know, there's four races left, counting tomorrow's game day. And Pomona is points and a half, so there's basically 18 rounds of competition left. And there's a lot of racing left. I'm telling you, it's exciting. The playoff, the countdown is extremely exciting from watching on the outside in of the sport. I'm a big fan of the sport. And being a driver and a competitor in it, it certainly makes you dot your I's and cross your T's. So, again, can't wait till tomorrow. I think we've got probably the best car going into Sunday, and I feel great from behind the wheel.
Chad, have you seen that Tanner's vulnerable this weekend for whatever reason? He struggled, he's mid-pack or whatever?
Nah, you know, he's done one heck of a job, you know, regardless of all the hype and whatnot around him. He's done a lot of racing in a short period of time. You know, as a youngster, he's 18, and you know, he's been in a race car for 4 or 5 years, and in a drag car now for 2 years. So he's you know, he's got the right mindset, and he's got a great team behind him. And you know, he usually capitalizes on some misfortune. And I haven't seen too much of that here this weekend, but they usually capitalize on that come game day. So you know, we got to be on our best behavior. The whole pro stock contingent does, and certainly, if we want to hoist the Wally at the end of the day tomorrow, we'll need to be for, obviously, all four runs.
All right. Good.
Thank you.